Okay. Sivchof, tzarech lidaktik b'chaseros v'yaseros. You have to be very precise about writing the words in the tefillin when there's it's missing a vav or it's adding a vav. Shim chiser o yiter o sachas psulim. So if you either add or subtract a letter that's supposed to be there, then it disqualifies the whole tefillin. Nimzu hamanichim osam mevarchim b'chol yom bracha levatala. So anybody now puts on these tefillin is not knowing that it's missing a letter, so they're going to be making bracha, so it's a bracha levatala. The gam shroi b'chol yom below mitzvah tefillin. Not only that, he's double whammy. He doesn't even get the mitzvah tefillin. Nimsa onesh ha-soifir merubah. So there's a tremendous punishment will come on the sofer who wrote this. The guy who did it doesn't know any better, right? As we'll see this theme over and over again, as the Mishnah Berurah is going to talk about, importance of buying one's tefillin from a reliable sofer. V'chein tzorach liyos ma'od yirei shemayim v'chored l'dvar Hashem ha'misaseik v'ksivas tefillin v'tikunam. So you have to be very careful to get a yirei shemayim that the person's from.
This is where the term charedi comes from.
Yeah, charedi l'dvar Hashem. Yeah, it's based on a pasuk. What was I going to point out? That, you know, it's ironic, but although to get a beautiful ksav is important, and it's a very important thing, that's not the most important.
You get a beautiful ksav and it can be puzzle.
Right, exactly. Yeah, right, yeah. If you have a guy who's a big Yirei Shemayim, might not have the best calligraphy, but it's better to get the tefillin from him, as the Chorna point out. Good morning.
Yeah. You know,
where we just started a chav. Okay, so let's now the Mishnah Berurah is going to give a very long discussion, a polemic about those who get their tefillin. So we'll start with now in Sifkatan Kuf. Chiser o yiter, so if you had an extra letter or you were missing a letter, afil im hatev lo nishtane likriyasa bezeh, kigon b'mole v'chosek hilakam. So let's say it doesn't even change the way you pronounce the word, the way you read the word. It's still, nevertheless, it's not supposed to be there. It's no good. Right? 99% kosher is 100% possible. Kuf Aleph, Osachas, even one letter. Vafila im kotzo shel yud chiser ma'ake yukid isa menachos chavtas amrav. So even just you have the yud, but it's not written correctly. Right? We explained that when we were learning earlier, the kotzo shel yud is like a three-way machlokus. We're showing exactly what part of the yud that's what it's growing on, but it means like the smallest little part. The yud's the smallest letter, and the kotz is the dot, the leg of it, whatever it is. So even if the smallest little part is missing, then it's no good, right? Kuf Bey's Meruba, this is referring to the sofer who goes ahead and, you know, is not careful and goes ahead and passes all along these tefillin to and the unsuspecting consumer. The guy buys it, thinking he's getting a kosher set, so he has a tremendous punishment. Meruba says, Milvad Avon Gozel, because he's stealing Hecham, it's a Mekach Tos. He sold him something that he thought he was getting a kosher tefillin, he's not. So that's one thing. But besides that, the Bracha Levatol, the guy is Mevatol Mitzvah Sasi now for the entire time he's wearing these tefillin, which he's under the assumption that he's kosher. So this is V'chorei L'dvar Hashem. This is where the Charedim, right? He said, Ra'isi la'atik po loshen halavush hatzarech ma'od le'inyaneinu. So I want to quote now, he says, the words of the lavush, Mordechai Yafe, the zeh l'shonos, it's like this. Lo k'mo sh'oisin achshav kama soifrim shemanichim na'arim u'mizlamedin lichtov tefillin k'dei shi'argilum b'ksav. Nowadays, they have a lot of apprentices. Now, the lavush was a contemporary of the Ramah. Yeah? So he says they take people and teach them the art of how to write. Va'achakach roha soifer im nichtavu kehilchasan v'chaserasan v'serasan v'sagi levahachi. And then the one who's over, like the guild, right, the master apprentice, he's looking over it and making sure, okay, yeah, I got all the letters here, didn't miss anything. Then they put these practice tefillin parshios into the batim and they sell them, right? He says, look, why can't I sell them? I just spent a lot of time teaching this kid how to write, so I might as well get paid for it. So what's my payment going to come for the fact that I taught him how to write? I'm selling these tefillin, right? So he says, look, that's not stealing. I'm just getting paid back for my time. Look, I'm doing a favor for these kids. I'm teaching them. They're poor. They don't have anything, a parnassus. So I'm teaching them how to do this. So there's nothing wrong with that. They lose more than they gain. The opposite. They're not doing the right thing. Ki anar nar. He doesn't know. Ve'in yedeh b'zeh yimino l'smol. He doesn't know his right from his left. Right? He doesn't know any better. Ve'in lo l'shum kavonim ba'olim. They don't know what they're doing. Rakim kemis askim b'kasiva l'yapos haksav v'lo l'shum kedusha v'shum kavonim mitzvahs ba'olim. Right? Remember we learned yesterday that you have to have, before every time you write the name Hashem, right, you have to talk about it before you write. I'm saying, you know, Hashem Kedushas to fill in. So these are kids; they don't know any better, right?
So you have to have a kavana every time you're going to say the name. But didn't we say when we were learning about the first steps in the writing that
we talk about the ibud, about working the way they to say that.
But here an actual, writing is a higher level.
Yeah. So by writing itself, we learned yesterday in Chaf, in a Yud Tes, that really you're supposed to have two things. One is to say that I'm doing this for the Shem Mitzvah to fill, and then before, that's in general, and then before you start each day, and then by every single Shem Hashem, we discuss which Shem Mitzvah would apply to. But a person should pause and say, I'm doing this, you know, as this is L'Shem Kedushas Hashem. So then we talked about a little bit, well, what if you have two names back to back, right? Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Three names in the row, so that maybe one statement would work for all the names. But you're really supposed to. So he's saying the Levush is saying these kids aren't doing that. They don't do that. They're just trying, like, you know, pretty little letters. They're, you know, connect the dots. You know, they're just tracing. They're drawing things. They have no idea really what it means with that. They don't know the right from the left, right? So the sofer, the one who knows better, he's the one who's going to get zapped and thrown in the dungeon. Right? They're putting it on, right? As we just said in 75. Okay. Velo O. Not only that says, again, he's still quoting all from the Levush over here. In order to, you know, improve this, he says, he says, in order to improve, he says, I wrote them, and I wrote them with the kavanas. Sheker. Guy's lying, right? A lot of punishment's going to happen, and they're going to have to give a din v'cheshbon as to why they did this. Valehem them on them, it says, Or oisim alechas Hashem remia. They'll curse those who do Hashem's work in a crooked, deceitful way. Okay, yizahir kol soifer v'yisrachig mizeh v'toivlo. So therefore, I'm warning all the soifrim, the whole polemic over here. Distance yourself from this, it'll be good for you. Delishman ha'omer eitzel tefillin ein hakavon l'shem bal ha'tefillin. Right? You know, when you have a get, so you have to write it for the sake of the person. That's what lishma means, right? That you have to know the man's name, you have to know the woman's name. Keep that's not tefillin. Kamo get gagabi get sarich hashem ha'ish va'isha rak l'shem kedushas tefillin. Right? Here you have to write lishma means you're writing for the sake of the mitzvah tefillin ayin sham. Okay. V'siyim alzeh concludes umin haroi it be proper the me sheyesh koch biyada limonos kosvei tefillin mihu gonim anshe emes soni betza bali torah yirei elokim v'charedim al devaro v'chol ir right kimo shemamanim shochtim uboidkin. So we should have we appoint people who are really yirei shemayim who are working the soifrim just like the shochet is someone else, you know. Again, even with a shochet, you know that you have to have someone who's a big Yirei Shemayim, because when it comes to a big financial loss, sometimes people's common sense goes out the window, and they get persuaded to do things they know are not necessarily, you know, oisgehalten, but they want to make a few bucks, so they go ahead and do that. So by sofer also, he writes, we should really have an oversight on this. V'shelo ya'aminu l'chol ha'soifrim, right? Shouldn't believe everyone. She'ein k'monosam el harviach mamon al yidei k'siva v'tikun yofi b'asiyasan tefillin. So they just want to make some money by doing this, but not really doing this. They're not writing the tefillin for the right, correct reasons. V'af ki gam k'vona zo toiva ha'yse li'yapois ha'mitzvah v'noya. It's like they want to make it nice. Zedav ki'im ha'yelohem k'vona kedosha gam kein. Right, that you're right. There's an inyan of you know hit or mitzvah to have a beautiful pair of tefillin, but that's provided you got the basic yirei shemayim in there. Aval bezeh einin ezharim. They're not careful about that. V'day bezeh. It's enough. Ad kan lashon hatohar. That's the end of the quote. And if it's not, that wasn't enough. Then he quotes the Baruch Sha'amar. That's the you know what the Baruch Sha'amar? It's a sefer on tefillah. It's written by the author of the Torah Tamima, the son of the Orach Hashulchan. Right? Yichtov osios tovim utmimos below shavuros. You should write big full letters, not broken. Uvemitun slowly, be kavana gedola, with a tremendous kavana. Velo yimahu adam ksivasa kadeh laharviach mamun harbe. Person shouldn't rush through in order to, you know, make more money, because if I do a faster job now, you know, I can produce more. Ki osa revach yelech leibud deiroin viyafsid nishmosu ki hu machat machnes a rabin. He's going to lose out at the end because he's causing a chait to come to many people. Vechomish shekoysev tefillin toivim kasherim kifi yecholto. Anybody who writes tefillin that are kosher according to his ability, again, to his level of penmanship, etc., his artistic talents, sechar kofel mechupa v'nitzel midina shel gehinim, he will have a tremendous reward and he'll be saved from punishment. V'kos v'sefer chasidim simen pehei v'tzid koso omedes la'od, his righteous will last forever. Zeh hamezake rabin, that's the one who brings zuchus to many people. Kagon hamalamed yirei shemeim tikun tefillin sakin acherim, he teaches people how to do this and how to correctly. So later on in Lamites, we'll discuss exactly who is appropriate for the writing of Tefillin. Okay, a long discussion over here, but it's kedai to see all of his words. Okay, we continue now in Sif Chaf Aleph. Kol Parsha Acher Sheichteveno Yikra'enu Heitev B'kavan V'dikduk Pa'amayim V'shalosh. So after a person after the sofer writes the parsha, he should reread it a second and a third time. V'yachazov Yikra'enu Koidim Shitnena B'toch Beiso. Then he should read it another time before he puts it into the bias. K'deishlo Tis Chalef Parsha B'parsha. So he shouldn't mix it up and put the wrong one in the wrong spot. The Mishnah says in Kuf Dalid, Yik Ra'enu Heitev, She'im Yimza Eze Ois Chosu Be'eze Parsha. If he sees that there's a letter missing, Lohi Levada Nifsala Elegam Kol Ma She'achareha Mishum She'hish Lo Kesidran K'le'el B'reish HaSimen. Right? So then, it's not only that one part, it's puzzles everything else, because we saw the Chumar by Tefillin has to be written in the correct order. So now, if there's something that was incorrect, and there's more osios afterwards, everything else that comes afterwards also becomes disqualified as well.
That's only in the single parsha? Or do you have to write the parshas in order?
Do you have to write each one of the parshios in order? Yeah, it has to be written in order.
So you got section 1, yeah, section 2, section 3. Yeah. So if you made mistakes in section 1, even though the other 2, 3, and 4 are okay, then they're separate parshas.
Well, that would be the difference. That would be the difference between Tefillin Shebiyad and Tefillin Shebirosh. Right, that would be the difference there, whether it's all connected. Right? Okay. Time we have? Okay. All right, we'll stop here for today. Yeah.